Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, tell Sucker Jim to listen and see if it sounds any better. All right,
I'm sure he.
I mean, no, Jim sucks. Yeah. I'm sorry,
Jim sucks.
Todd called him. Yeah,
it's easy.
Todd gave him a new nickname the other day, Sucker Jim, which
essentially is just a statement.
It's Jim sucks.
Right, it's the way I address him or respond to him.
No, it's Jim sucks. It's not Sucker Jim. He doesn't mind the first nickname. I don't think he loves it.
Well,
the
he puts nickname, up with it.
Yeah, the second nickname he might not dig. Eddie F. going to phone the program. Eddie's at the Funny Bone this weekend.
So he should be properly addressed by saying, "Suck it, Jim sucks."
No, no, just, hey, yep. Well, in person,
get both in
it's
there.
Jim. On the air, it's Jim sucks. You said, "Suck it, Jim." Eddie Hifton, a half hour, going to phone the program. He's at a bone this weekend. And Nick's got a live gig, too.
Yep, in Erling, Iowa, at the Farmhand Brewing Company on Friday.
Go see. And coming up in Wichita and in Hutch.
Yep. Friday, October 1st, Barleycorns in Wichita.
That's like next weekend, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. Friday, October 22nd at the Red Shed in Hutchinson. Yeah.
It happens every year, but September just goes, oh, my God, it's almost October.
Bang. Gone.
I guess. Yeah, it's the end of the summer, and then it's just...
I think it's the quickest month of the year, mentally at least. It feels that way for some reason. Yeah.
You know what's not going to be quick? That drive from here to Wichita. Trust me.
And driving back. Let's give Wichita some credit. Driving to Omaha sucks, too.
Well, no, again, it's not about either end.
No.
It's the in-between.
It's the in-between.
Yeah. Right. But there's a great subway in York when you make that left turn.
Yep.
I'll keep that in mind.
Right. Yeah. Trying to think of some other highlights.
But, that's it.
They escaped me at the moment.
That's about it.
You slightly turn left, I think, in Hayes, right?
Yeah, you veer occasionally, you never make a full turn.
It's a veer. You can keep the club on your car.
So there's
still,
one turn.
You have an old-fashioned club, you can still leave it on your steering wheel, right?
No, yeah. I think if you go to Hayes, you're a little out of your way.
Yeah, okay.
You're going to the
Now, what's
direction.
The campus I'm thinking of?
You go through Salina and Concordia.
Yeah, but there's a college up there on the hill.
I think that's Concordia.
That's Concordia.
Yeah.
I'm getting to know my Kansas better. I'm traveling there a lot anymore. Only one way, but,
Well, you went through there on the way to Phoenix.
Oh, I did do that trip, Never again. No. It's called flyover country for a reason. You fly over it to get places.
Yeah, that's what I did coming back to Phoenix. We flew over a lot of what you drove.
Yeah, COVID.
We took the southern, much less scenic route. I think to avoid some weather.
It was on this date in 1994. You probably won't remember where you were when Friends premiered on NBC.
No, but I watched the show. I loved it. It was fun. It was a good show. Everybody was cool. There's some obvious humor in a lot of the episodes, but it was still funny. And they're good actors. And
it holds up.
And if you don't like it, you don't like it. That's up to them. I don't care.
I can still
they still make so much money off of that.
I can still stop on a rerun today.
Yeah.
Oh, it still stands up.
Oh, it definitely stands up.
Especially when we see Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
It stands right up.
Got a hat out.
I was looking for something to watch yesterday, and Horrible Bosses was right there.
Oh,
I clicked
but
on
is it on a movie channel?
Yeah, it was on HBO.
Yeah, because they show it on one of those other channels, and it sucks.
I was actually...
It was completely watered
the Millers,
down.
Where the Millers on another channel sucks, too,
I was looking through HBO Max, and it was right there. I was like, let's just turn that on.
Horrible Bosses.
Did you hang around until she talked about her dirty mouth?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh. Yes, I did see that part.
It's so cool.
I love when they spill the cocaine.
And then and then when she when she locks him in the office when she's just wearing a lab coat and panties.
Oh, yeah.
You know, cleavage hanging out. Oh.
That's a good look.
And that's on HBO Max?
Yeah.
It is.
I have to watch that.
It is.
Lab coat and panties.
Plan your,
in
plan
the
your
morning.
Afternoon there, Nick.
Yeah.
She's so cool. She could be so uptight.
I know.
And turn down dialogue like that.
No. Nope.
Or movies like that, but she doesn't.
Nope. She likes it in the mouth. I mean,
yeah.
I think that's what she says, yeah.
Well, her character did in Dirty, or Horrible Bosses.
I'd say those two movies are the best acting she's ever done.
she's pretty good in the morning show, too.
Yeah, yeah. She is. Yeah. And that second season just started.
Oh, I got to watch it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to make an investment in the Apple Plus, apparently.
Yeah, it's like nothing.
It's like $5 a month.
Right. That's a show that I started watching, then just stopped.
Like okay.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Really?
Well, I didn't tend to do that with a lot of shows.
Yeah.
Well, I watch three episodes, and it'll be
we all do that. We all do
I'm interested in that. I'm interested in Ted Lasso. Yeah.
I could give you five or six shows that I've watched on there that I've enjoyed.
And the problem with Jon Stewart is on Apple Plus now,
that's,
right? I don't know if that's debuted yet.
This weekend or next weekend, I forget.
But I'm also interested in that.
Our show's free. We don't make you pay for any of this as... You know, we would that'd be stupid.
Yeah, we'd be really disappointed in the subscriber rate.
We charge what it's worth.
Yeah. Hey, something to be said about free anymore. Come on. Either on the podcast,
people charge for everything.
Even on the podcast or free radio, we're free radio, man.
I went and washed my.
I think that's very cool. I still think when you get nickel and dimed, sometimes you just say no. I mean, we all do it. No matter how much money is in your pocket, you go, I'm going to spend another $15.
Well, everybody wants
do it.
Everybody wants you to subscribe. I went and washed my car yesterday, and I had to say, no, I don't want the subscription service to the car wash.
Right.
Please, I just want to wash the car one time, please, without the sales pitch.
Nope.
Oh, you should get that because they give you all the cleaning materials.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Oh, screw
but it. I just, it's...
You hit your limit.
It's
I'm
almost
done.
The principle
I'm done.
Of the thing.
Radio's free. Well, our kind, satellite costs you money, and that's a big bill, too, you know?
Yeah. And I don't think we could ask you to pay us if you wanted to.
Well, if you see me on the street, you can give me $20. I don't care.
Right.
Yeah, you're not going to turn it down.
It would have to
20
be
bucks is $20.
Totally have to be under the table.
I'm not going to take your money.
No. Because someone will snitch.
You buy me a beer.
No, someone would see someone slipping me a 20 and rat me out.
Well, you see, we performed a service for it, Todd.
Yeah, well, I do. Mm-hmm.
No, I mean...
Yeah, that's illegal,
five
too.
5 days a week.
Yeah, right. That's right. Prostitution's illegal. I forgot about that.
I can't even give him a bud for $20 because that's illegal in
this
freaking state.
You're selling weed, then.
Yeah.
Right, that's a drug deal.
I think that's in our contract. I think you can sell weed.
Well, you could in a state that has legal weed because many do now.
Can you still sell weed to each other if weed's legal?
Sure.
I guess so. It'd be like trade. It's like I sold my car to you. I sold a bag of weed to you. I get it, yeah.
Yeah, but are you paying the taxes and everything on that?
Yeah.
So that might be the hangout.
Well, a lot of guys are selling their cars with cash and ain't paying tax on that either.
Give it.
Well, yeah, but there's still, when you go to register it, you have to pay the sales tax.
No, they do, but if you take the cash, you don't pay tax on that cash you got.
Well, you're supposed to.
Yeah,
that's
you're
income.
Supposed to, right, but nobody's going to know.
And I don't think anybody's going after somebody for a $20 weed transaction in a legal state. Listen, you owe us $4 in taxes.
Weed kills, though. Especially kids.
Yeah, watch out.
We're going to take it out of your check.
An Iowa agricultural company is the latest victim of a ransomware attack. The reason we mention this is because apparently this puts the nation's grain, pork, and chicken supplies at risk.
Oh.
They've taken their systems offline to contain the threat. Hackers reportedly encrypted the company's data and stole 1,000 gigabytes worth of files, including soil mapping technology. They're demanding nearly $6 million to decrypt the files.
That's good fapping stuff right there, the soil mapping.
Yep.
Exactly.
Pork.
Right. I've soiled many a map.
So
you have, and that's the sad part. You like your maps. Yeah.
Boogie's maps are all sticky.
There it is.
There's a subreddit called Map Porn.
Oh, God.
But it's mostly stats.
Yeah.
You know, they'll break it down into here's people.
You still add the word porn to it.
People like to plank and pee. And, you know, they'll give you a percentage of each state. Whatever. It's just a lot of statistics, more than maps.
Yeah. I'm guessing it's geeks.
Stats in map form.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that's
that sounds riveting. Brutally.
I know you'd like it.
No.
If you just gave it a chance.
It's no Atlas.
No, it is no Atlas, right.
A couple of gentlemen from Louisiana, 26-year-old and a 49-year-old, they went to Hawaii.
Which island?
State deputies, Oahu. State deputy sheriffs arrested them at the Daniel K. Inouye Airport. Checkpoint screeners called police when the two men failed to show proof of a negative coronavirus test upon arrival in Hawaii.
Good.
And they did not have a place to quarantine.
Okay.
They were told to spend 10 days in jail in Oahu.
Oahu.
But they have reportedly been flown back to the mainland already. No word on where in Louisiana they are from.
Good. I just saw.
So they flew all the way there.
Right.
They got turned around and flying out. You get your ass out of here.
Man, the anti-vax, the anti-vaxxers whining about not being able to do stuff. And you're seeing more and more of that now because that's what's happening. We're so tired of COVID. The Eagles are going to be in our city in next Tuesday at the CHI. And the Eagles are demanding either a vaccine or a 48-hour COVID test, showing a negative COVID test. Right? Mm-hmm. And that's going to be a packed house. And those tickets are expensive. And sorry.
Crowd full of sheep.
Sorry. But I've seen people start to bitch.
Oh, I made the mistake of clicking on the...
what'd they say?
The comment thread on Facebook from our local newspaper.
About the Eagles. About the Eagles doing this? Okay, cool.
Oh, it's just ridiculous.
Well, then don't go.
Yeah.
Well, don't probably, go anywhere.
The people that are bitching never intended to go in the first place.
No, some of them probably did. Yeah.
And they'll give you your money back.
Oh, yeah.
That's been standard with all these. When you have the tickets already and they decide that they want the vet, and if you... They'll give you your money back.
Right.
Fine. You don't have to go.
Right.
Man, they don't want
you. I saw your boys, Metallica, played another club in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this on the social media. They wanted either the test or a vaccine.
Or a clean test.
And I saw somebody wrote on there, well, they're not going to get anybody at that show.
Really? Yeah, Metallica playing a club.
Somebody actually meant that because it was an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah, they did that last week in San Francisco at a club that held 500.
Right, yeah.
And then Monday night was in Chicago at a club that holds like 1,000.
Now, when are they going back out in the theater, in the big arenas?
They're playing some festivals this fall.
They can't demand it there, can they?
Those are like 3-4 day long
got
things.
It. All right.
Although I did read that there was a festival coming up here.
Well, the one in Chicago was one. The outdoor one in Chicago was a vaccine one.
That was
required a vaccine?
Yeah, or the test.
Lollapalooza. Okay. Yeah. Lollapalooza did that.
Right. Yeah, they did.
I forget which festival it is that's coming up that they had like a fan, you know, they had like masked areas where social distancing wasn't possible. They're trying to do something.
All right.
But yeah, no, Metallica hasn't, they haven't scheduled any big long tour yet.
Yeah. Yeah, but somebody actually said, well, ain't nobody's going to be at that show.
Yeah, Metallica's going to have a hard time filling a 500-seat club.
Exactly. They say that because the crowd they hang around with, none of them are vaccinated.
No, you're right.
They don't realize a lot of people. In fact, the majority of people.
We're talking about 25%
have a vaccine.
People. Right, yeah.
Have a vaccine in them so they can do stuff like that.
Yeah.
How far in advance has Metallica announced those shows? Is it like a day of thing?
A couple days
before?
Like if they're going on stage at 9 that night, the two times they've done it, they put it on social media at like 3.
Wow.
And tickets are gone like that.
Yeah.
$20
that's
cash.
Crazy. Yeah, and somebody's letting them in the club, too, in the back door, and they're setting up, so that's going to leak out, too, you know.
One per person.
One per person, $20 cash, show up and buy them at the venue. That's the only way to get them.
You got to bring your buddy you're going with to the show. That way that keeps stops them from buying 10 or 12 tickets. Right,
right? Yeah. Right. Well, and the releasing them at the last minute like that is to get keep them away from scalpers,
right,
too.
Right, exactly right. Really, I got to check out that thread.
Oh, dude,
I shouldn't do it.
Don't
piss me
do
off.
It. Don't do it.
But good for the Eagles, man.
It'll just make you mad.
Yeah.
That's the biggest collection of idiots on social media are people who comment on the local news site.
Oh,
yes.
I know it is.
It is.
I've heard it. My wife goes down that rabbit hole, and that's one thing I don't do. I don't check out the local news site websites.
Because
I don't want to deal with it.
I want to see just
I know.
How,
I'm glad you do. I'm glad somebody does
how
the show.
Stupid people are, and you know, I get reaffirmed every time.
Yeah, and anybody with any sense doesn't jump in there because it's just a cesspool.
I just saw yesterday that Dave Matthews Band had to cancel a gig in Oklahoma because the announcement just said because they're unable to apply the band's COVID-19 protocols at that venue.
They're not
Means they don't want to issue a mandate.
No, I assume there might be in Oklahoma. I saw that maybe there's a state law.
Might be because they've been.
Oh, I'm sure they can't require.
They have to have a dumbass governor too.
Which in and of itself is a mandate.
Right. That's how I read that.
I love that irony. Yeah.
I just don't see many of these arena venues like that saying, no, we're not going to do it.
Right.
I want the shows, too.
I'm against mandates. How about a mandate against mandates? Well, I'm for that.
That's a mandate.
It's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Mandates against mandates
that's
a good mandate.
That's a mandate.
Yeah. All of the mandates are bad mandates. You and your definitions.
Post likes a good mandate. Dates in quotes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's no goat.
If I was going to see Metallica with 1,000 people that night, sure.
A goat date.
Right. Well, a multiple man date. That's what he likes best.
Which probably would have been that Metallica show.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was like probably 3 chicks in that 1,000 people.
Exactly. Yeah.
That is a
3 old
crowd.
Chicks,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah.
And 3 old chicks, too.
I don't think
Which I like old chicks. Don't worry about it.
Anything ever beat the Rush show I went to? That was 99.9% dude.
That had to be. But Metallica's up there.
Well, for that small a show where you got to show up in person day of, like that, you got to really want that.
I remember talking to, now granted, these guys have no problem with women, that's not the point, but I remember talking to Brett Michaels, guitar player, not CC, the guy who had been touring with Brett's solo band for years. And he goes, it's kind of my favorite music because there's just always chicks in the crowd. I think like Dawkins was on stage. I know some women like Dawkins. That's not the point. But he goes, it's like Dawkins. He goes, we do a lot of shows with Dawkins. It's like the whole 8 rows up front are just old dudes going, yeah. He goes, and when I get up there with Brett, it's like solid chicks. He goes, that's why I like playing this kind of music. And I'm like, yeah, I see your point, man. To look out and see chicks everywhere. Because I remember even that, if you watch the documentary on Rush, which is a great documentary, Lighted Stage, I think it's called. Have you seen the documentary yet? It's amazing.
It's bits and pieces.
Yeah, but he talks about, you know, we just got dudes. He goes, we're used to it. It's a sea of dudes.
That sounds appealing, huh, puss? A sea of dudes.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
A man convicted of performing a castration at a cabin.
Oh, my God.
Well,
yeah.
That's a great that Jack London book.
Cabin castration.
Castration at a cabin.
Man, that guy's balls were a wreck. My son went to our youngest went to a cabin not that long ago, and he gets home, like hanging out with his friends, and he comes over like, how was the cabin? And he goes, it was a warm and cozy place. Like, of course. It was a cabin.
Yeah, but the balls weren't cut off. That wouldn't make it so cozy.
No.
But the guy went to he went to get him cut off. It's that fetish, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That would suck as a fetish because that's like a one-time thing.
It is.
Right.
I would just at least get one at a time taken off so you have the experience twice. Mm-hmm. And you cut one nut off?
Yeah, just like half an inch at a time.
There you go. That might hurt.
Yeah. The Oklahoman reports that 54-year-old Bob Lee Allen.
Like just sliced, a little slice.
Sliced it up like you're making a Julian
like
fries.
The diplomatic food slicer.
Well, that's what they do with the oysters sometimes.
Oh,
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Yeah, we saw that.
They slice them up.
Unfortunately, we didn't see that in person.
It's painful to watch.
Yeah.
The Oklahoman reports that 54-year-old Bob Lee Allen, surely somebody called him Bobby Lee.
Oh, he's Bobby Lee.
Don't call him Shirley.
No.
Pleaded no contest to illegally performing surgery. Allen, according to prosecutors, castrated a volunteer last night.
Let me somebody raise their hand. Who wants their balls cut off?
Still looking for
one guy.
Allen castrated the volunteer, then stored the testicles he removed in the freezer.
Mm. Oh.
The volunteer.
Am I going to eat these?
Where did I put those?
The volunteer went to the hospital when he couldn't stop bleeding and told police that Allen had joked about eating the body parts. A judge sentenced Allen to more than 12 years behind bars.
I wonder if you could spot the difference between that and an animal nut.
Well, you know, we saw a bear nut at that the testicle festival we were at years ago with Pauly Shore.
We saw them all.
But the one was a bigger one. Because how big are goat's nuts?
That was from a bull.
Yeah, big enough.
Big enough.
Right. That was a bull. We saw a bull nut with a vein laying there before the guy sliced him up in the fries. And we saw it before we ate them.
What else did we see? There were like pig nuts?
I think there were turkey fries.
Turkey
too.
Nuts.
Yeah, turkey nuts too.
The turkeys were the smallest ones, if I recall.
Yeah. But the bull nut looked like a human nut, maybe even a little bigger than a human nut.
Oh, it was way bigger.
Right, yeah.
It's like the size of a baseball.
But it was veiny and looked like a guy's nut, you know?
Yeah. Did this guy leave the shaft?
It's a great question.
And it stuck to the tape.
But that is a great question.
He just got his nuts cut off,
right? Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Castration isn't cutting your dink off.
So the guy's in prison.
Stupid.
Why are you in prison? I cut a guy's nuts off in a cabin. Okay, I'll just be nice to you.
Enjoy your lunch.
Yeah, you don't... Yeah.
Oh, my pudding cup?
Wow. Yeah, you just don't even engage that guy afterwards.
Want to go glamping?
Mm. Yeah. Well, you just say, a guy wanted me to do such and such.
Yeah, but you don't want to. But you want to make it sound like you're tougher than that. All you say is, I cut a guy's nuts off in a cabin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, maybe you improvise and go with the, I killed a guy in Reno just to watch him die.
Yeah, yeah.
That point. Just for the cred.
And the guys could go, did you leave the shaft? Like Nick just said.
Well, if there's the balls are cut off, does the rest of it still function?
Well, it's do you chub up?
Didn't we used to have a society full of eunuchs?
Yeah, but eunuch means you're not chubbing.
Oh yeah, but
if you have no nuts, you chub?
Is that
I don't think
case?
You can.
Is that the case with a eunuch?
A eunuch means you're not chubbing. That's
well, I don't think you could shoot.
Yeah.
You might, there might have to be some, test.
You're right there, Nick.
You might have to be on some, testosterone replacements there.
Because remember the History of the World Part 2 or something like that, and they're all those slaves are standing there with leaves over them. And to test if they're eunuchs, they have a hot chick, and his goes up, remember?
Oh.
Remember that scene?
Yeah.
That documentary.
Yeah, documentary. History of the World Part 2.
History of the World Part 2. Whatever it was.
It was Part 2. And it was only one.
Part 1.
There was only one.
Yeah. It was part one, but there was never a part two.
I thought it was called part two, and there's never part one, but you're probably right.
No, that's Leonard 6, and there was never 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Right.
Don't even go there.
That's so clever.
Don't even go there. All right, but leave the shaft.
Please.
Yeah, take the balls, leave the
Stupid
shaft. That's like,
music.
Leave the kid. Eddie Ift, when we get back, going to phone the program. Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.